Blum Love Foods Live. Serious chef talk. Chef Blum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard seltzer, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS, I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, Merry Christmas to everyone, even to you, Little John, and to you, Jeffy, to everyone out there. Merry Christmas. I hope Christmas Day was full of sugar plums and candy canes and pork. Jeffy, what do you hope your Christmas Day was full of for people?
Hope your Christmas Day was not too disorganized. And somebody kept putting all the wrapping paper in a bag as you were opening the present.
Are you that guy? Are you the organizer of the opened wrapping paper?
It really makes me feel better to do it as I go.
You know, I never would have pictured you as being the wrapping paper guy, Jeffy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. I know it's weird.
Well, on this Christmas season, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we thankful for Jeffy being able to wrap Christmas presents and unwrap Christmas presents and put said wrapping paper in the garbage pail. Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful for you. And I'm thankful for you, Jeffy, as I reflect here on this day after Christmas episode of Plum Love Foods Live. Is that weird?
It's not weird, man. I'm thankful for you, too. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that we're doing it. And I'm thankful that we did another rotation around the sun, you know?
We did.
Good things.
You know, it just bothers me, Jeff, because I just feel like you're not always honest with me.
That's not true. I'm always honest with you.
I don't think you are. I think there's a lot you leave out sometimes when you disappear for weeks at a time.
Or I tell you practically everything that goes on in my life. I wish you would just trust me.
But you said practically. You didn't say everything. You said practically everything. I just don't know why I have to be left out. I thought we were close. I mean, over this past year specifically, we've become very close. It hurts.
There's just some things that I think are better left unsaid. I mean, you know, I don't want to share everything sometimes. You know, I have to have my own life.
Jeff, I just feel a little concerned about some of this stuff because I think that we started talking about this last week and I don't think you came clean with me. Have you been to Atlanta, Georgia?
What are you talking about, dude?
Atlanta, Georgia. Have you been there? I watched.
Yes, I've been to Atlanta, Georgia, but not in a while.
NWA Power, I watch it every week. There's a guy on there called the Question Mark. He looks amazing. He's undefeated. And I mean, there are some features that look a little like you, Jeffy. I came up with this last week and you wouldn't answer the question.
I think this is ridiculous, man. I don't know why you keep attacking me with this question mark.
Is it ridiculous?
I don't know what this is.
It's Christmas time.
I don't even watch wrestling.
That's not an excuse, Jeffy. I just think that maybe you're not being completely honest with me. Last chance, Jeffy.
What makes you think that I'm this question mark guy so bad?
The guy has flowing afro locks. He has a beautiful beard. He's built like a freaking Adonis. and he knows karate, the same kind you know. I know the truth, Jeff.
Karate.
What'd you say?
I just corrected you with the pronunciation. You said karate like a white person. Karate.
All right, listen. Listen. Everybody, I want you all to know, after last week's award-winning episode of Plum Love Foods Live, I did some research, Jeffy. Big-time research.
Okay.
Well, I just...
About into what?
Well, I have a feeling that you might be the question mark.
Come on, you're being ridiculous, man.
Listen.
Just let this go, dude. Just let it go.
I can't, because you know that in my other life, I always wanted to be a detective.
Okay, well, how are you doing on that?
Listen, as a detective...
Don't quit your day job.
Okay, that's hurtful, too. See, now you're trying to downplay me and my detective skills.
What could you possibly have on me in this question mark, fella? I don't understand. I mean, we should...
Look.
I don't know.
All right. I did some research. I used my, you know, connections in the television world that I work in, and I reached out to somebody, Jeffy. Listen.
The question mark, and he told you he wasn't me?
No, the question mark wouldn't talk to me. But you know who did talk to me? You know who did talk to me, Jeff? You know who did give me a comment to play on the air tonight? Do you know who did?
My mom?
Nope. It wasn't your mom. And by the way, she wouldn't comment. I tried. She actually said no comment. It was hurtful. I thought your mom liked me.
She does like you. I'm surprised you wouldn't comment on something like that.
Well, I reached out to the NWA national champion himself, Aaron Stevens. You ever heard of that guy?
No.
Yeah, Aaron Stevens. Yep.
How did you get hold of Aaron Stevens?
Well, listen. Aaron Stevens is the NWA national champion, currently tag teaming with the question mark in the NWA. And I asked him for a comment, Jeffy. You know what he did, Jeffy? He gave me a comment to play on this very program. And it's Christmas time.
I mean, what did he say?
Well, take a listen right here.
Allow me to beg your indulgence for one moment. This is the former intellectual savior of the masses, now third-degree NWA national champion Aaron Stevens. And the following message is brought to you on behalf of Plum Love Foods Live. In recent weeks, I've gotten several emails, letters, asking me, is Jeff the question mark? And I will say this, I will neither confirm nor deny Jeff being the question mark, but let's just look at the facts. The question mark is a 10th degree black belt in Mongolian karate or karate.
Uh-huh.
Man of mystery. And the question mark and Jeff have never been seen together in the same setting. So let's think about that. Huh.
Because I don't know wrestling.
Let's say I wanted to disclose who the question mark was. I don't even know if I could for fear of my life. But due to my association with the question mark, I'm not saying. So... you guys will have to just kind of research yourself. Have a lovely, lovely 2020. And as always, you're welcome.
There it is, Jeffy. A little cryptic, don't you think? Just a little bit cryptic.
Well, I think he's wise to probably not talk about this question mark fella if he's as deadly as everyone says he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Aaron Stevens, the NWA national champion, third degree champion, currently tagging with the question mark, who chimed in after we reached out because of the internet bantam swirling about Chef Jeff being the question mark in NWA power, owned by Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm trying to finish your plug, Jeffy, for the show.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You can catch Jeffy every Tuesday at 6:05 on YouTube with NWA Power. Make sure you look for him there. Chef Jeff. NWA Power. Chef Jeff. He's there. You heard him. He tag teams with Aaron Stevens, the national champion. Not the world champion.
We didn't actually hear that, Plum. And I mean, I'm gonna play devil's advocate with you and just say, like, I see why you have all these questions.
I'm gonna get to the bottom of this and I'm gonna figure it out. And if I'm wrong, Jeffy, I'll apologize to you. But I'm telling you, it doesn't happen very often. So I'm gonna let it go for now because it's the holidays and it's Christmas time. But just know, I'm gonna keep investigating and keep moving forward to find out.
That. You know, this is the other thing. I don't have question mark money, bro. I don't have money.
It's NWA. You probably make more money than they do.
You think so?
Yes. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got a fabulous show here for the Christmas episode of Plum Love Foods Live. Luke Vincentini is joining us. Jeffy, tell everybody who Luke Vincentini is. This guy is awesome.
Luke Vincentini is a cake artist, a baker, and an internet phenomenon, honestly. He started doing some really crazy cakes.
Hyper-realistic.
I remember anybody. Hyper-realistic and just...
September.
I've seen a white claw can that, like, freaked me out. I mean, it looked like a can. You know, it's like... If you haven't seen him, you should definitely check him out. Luke Vincentini on Instagram. He's amazing. And we have him on the show.
He's on the show tonight.
Tell us all about how he does it.
Completely unbelievable the amount of a following this gentleman has grabbed. He's got things like World Star Hip Hop re-Instagramming, like regramming his pictures and stuff. So, I mean, the guy has, I mean, he has a following.
I don't know how
of,
he did it.
Just people reposting, dude. He's got the following of a small third world country. It's crazy.
I'm going to cut open my leg and see if I can get World Star to repost. Because I can't make anything look that real.
I don't know if you should do that or not, Jeff.
We could do like a sleight of camera.
You think so?
Maybe I'll stab myself and then we'll switch it and it'll be in a cake and then we'll cut the cake and then we'll go back to my leg.
All right. Well, we can give it a go if you really want to, but I just want you to be able to work. That's all.
Smoke and mirrors, man. I'm not really going to stab myself. You know, we'll use a knife that goes in the handle or something.
Maybe we'll use a little fondant. I got to get my blood pressure down after this whole question mark and Aaron Stevens thing. Again, you guys check out NWA Power on YouTube, 6:05 Eastern Time on YouTube every Tuesday. It's such a great show. I can't tell you how much fun it is to watch. It's a throwback to old school 80s wrestling. You got to check it out. These guys are crushing it. It's such a fun show to watch. Aaron Stevens is doing a great job. Big shout out to Aaron Stevens for, you know, helping shed some light on the whole situation that Jeffy's hiding from us. So listen. When we come back, it's a Merry Christmas to you guys and everyone out there. But Luke Vincentini, hyper-realistic cake artist with a following of a small country, will be joining us. It's your boy Chef Plum. It's your boy Chef Jeff right here on a Christmas, very special holiday episode of Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back. You are the question mark, Jeff.
It's powdered water.
Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over. Powdered water is here. It's totally organic. Gluten-free. It's cleaner than Lake Manitoba. Powdered water. We took powdered water to the streets of New York City. And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water.
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water.
Powdered water's amazing. I can feel the difference now. Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Is that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases,
it makes me wrong.
Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Oh, that's right. Still feeling festive. After Christmas Day yesterday, Jeff, are you still feeling festive?
Oh, man. I'm festive 24-7, 365.
You're like a little Christmas elf, aren't you?
I'm more like Santa's stuntman.
Oh, so you're a stuntman elf.
Yeah, no, I'm Santa's stuntman. Like, when shit gets real, he calls him, you know, he calls Daddy in, and I come in.
Wait, does Santa call, did you say Santa calls you Daddy?
Bro, all men, once they meet me and we hang out, it eventually happens. And wow. I get called Daddy.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's just, you know.
I mean, this was a Christmas show. For some reason now, it feels like it should be on YouPorn or something.
No, come on. It happened in Mexico, too. Feliz Navidad. Let's move forward.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, Jeffy, how much experience do you have with cakes? Like, look, we've both been doing this for over 20 years. Like, how much cake experience do you have?
You know what? I work at a place called the Old Home Dairy, which is like a real old school kind of bakery, like half moon cookies and a lot of buttercream decorated things and like, you know, three layer cookies and a lot of big wedding cakes, a lot of like rosettes, shit like that. But I've never delved into any of the stuff that we're talking about.
Bro, if you guys haven't done so yet, I don't know how you couldn't have done so. Tonight's guest on the program here for the holiday episode. I mean, it's a big one. We're excited to bring this guy out, man, because he seems like a really
Absolutely.
Good brother. You can find him on Instagram at Luke Vincentini on them IGs. You got to check out these cakes. Jeffy, these cakes are ridiculous. The one that's a T-bone steak, I am in love with. Like, I kind of want that for my birthday.
Dude, I can't. There's just so many. But, yeah, the T-bone steak. A head of celery.
The celery.
A can of White Claw for our boy Dan.
Oh, yeah. We got to get Dan. What's up? Dude, you got to check him out on the IG. Find these cakes. They're like super hyper realistic. Tonight's guest, the one and the only, Luke Vincentini. Luke, good brother, man. How are you? Merry Christmas to you. What's happening, man? How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Nice to meet you guys, too. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. We're doing fantastic here. Getting through the crazy holidays, you know. I know Daddy and me are definitely here having a little eggnog, so to speak.
I need to get me some eggnog too.
There you go, bro. Your Instagram page. Before we even talk about your cakes and what you're making and how hyper realistic and insane they are, first and foremost, I just want to point out to you: you have more followers than most small countries have residents. You could, when you put something out there, it's almost like you have to like press the button and run because I mean, it's insane how many people see your stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. I mean, every time I'm posting, it's a little strange feeling that it's, you know, my work's getting out there to so many people, and it all happens so quickly too.
Yeah,
still trying to get used to all of it.
I mean, I think the fun part about what you could do here is you could probably sway the vote on American Idol this year or something if you wanted to.
You know what? I might give it a shot, actually. Why not?
I love it. Let's do it.
Dude, how quick was the rise here? I mean, if I backtrack on your Instagram, you know, from like 2013 was your first post to now. I mean, it's just really taken off.
Yeah. I mean, after the White Claw, it took off pretty slowly, and then it wasn't really until after the latte cake that it, like, really exploded. I had no clue, you know, how big, like, I always say, like, the coffee community, I didn't know how big they were.
And they're feisty.
That's pretty much what it was. I mean, like, the coffee community, and I guess, like, you know, foodies started getting involved, too. And then it was just insane, so...
Well, what scares me is that...
It's only been since, what, September?
Well, it scares me. God, is that it? Really? The white... Yeah. Let's see, the cappuccino one was... Holy shit, dude. It really has... Wow, that's insane, man. The scary part
horrifying,
is...
Right?
It's crazy when you post real pictures of like yourself or you with the mermaid. I keep waiting for a knife to come in and just like cut the mermaid.
Yeah.
That's like all the comments on there too. Like, when are you going to slice her open?
The picture of the dog. Like, I'm waiting for the dog to just be cut. That's just terrible, man. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Luke.
I'll do that now.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Luke makes these incredibly hyper realistic cakes and then posts a short video of himself cutting them open. Which, dude, I've got three kids, and all we do or all they do is watch videos of shit like that all the time. Like, here's a toy unboxing, or watch me cut this, or watch me tap my fingers on a. You're right there with, like, what's happening right now, man. Before we get into your cakes, man, how'd you get into it? Like, are you a baker by trade, or what's your story?
Yeah, so it was really just, I've always, you know, been in, like, art classes when I was a kid and stuff, and it was my mom actually asked me to make some cupcakes and cakes for one of her church's dinners, and it just picked up, like, so it was every week, and, you know, each week it was, all right, this week I'll do a buttercream cake with a border, and then this week I'll do, you know, I'll try to make a rose out of buttercream, or, you know, do an inscription on the top, and so each week it kind of just evolved into something a little more challenging, and then I started working with fondant, watching shows like Cake Boss and Ace of Cakes, and then, you know, just teaching myself, playing with different tools and experimenting, and I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it just, you know, evolved and evolved.
I mean, do you have the sponsors reaching out now on IG?
I just did my first sponsored post with Carnival Cruise Line, the little ramekin dish to celebrate National Cake Day.
Oh, nice.
And then I do like a small partnership with Satin Ice, which is the fondant company that I use. We just do like, you know, the same realistic cakes, and you'll see the watermark on those cakes too. So it's pretty killer.
It is pretty dope, man. I mean, it's pretty crazy that you can do this and make money from it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, social media these days is like, I'm still getting used to it, and, you know, just it's a whole different world, social media, and, you know.
So what is
promotions and making money off this stuff?
What do you give, like, these cakes? Like, so when you, if someone wants you to make them one of these cakes, I mean, how much do you sell them for? Or do you?
I don't currently sell them, only because, you know, after this huge following started, I just had to, I tried figuring out a way, but just between, like, not having a certified kitchen and, you know, not being set up for business, it's kind of hard. Just with having a huge following like that.
Sure.
But, you know, like if a friend or a family member wants something, you know, I'll be more than happy to set them up with it. Or like, you know, any organization, business, anything like that. So, you know, it's pretty low key, but I'm looking forward to having my own space and being able to just take orders and just do that, you know, for life, really.
I mean, is that the plan, to get yourself a bakery started?
Definitely. At least a cake studio where I can just, you know, you just come in for a consultation and we just go from there, you know, so it's maybe not like a storefront necessarily right now, but yeah, definitely a cake studio is like the dream.
Well, dude, I mean, honestly, with the following that you've got, I mean, in order to make that happen, it seems like it'd be really simple to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like that. You know,
logistically, I mean,
so
like,
on paper.
Like the funding, right, and make, right, logistically, right. Sounds like it would be easy. I mean, obviously running a business is a whole different animal, but you know, to actually get the doors
totally
open, it would seem pretty easy.
Yeah. You know, that was always my biggest concern, like, because this has been my dream for a while to have my own cake studio, and my big concern has always been, you know, like bakeries and just anything baking really can just be so trendy, and, you know, it, even if things blow up, they can just, you know, die down as easily.
Yeah,
so my
true
big thing was always trying to find something that'll make me, like, stand out from, you know, the rest and to stick around. And that's like, it's like right in front of me now, like this huge Instagram following. It's crazy.
Well, it is crazy, man.
I'm halfway there.
I mean, it is crazy if you look at the following that you do have. It's insane, but the cakes are also absolutely insane. So I've done a lot of food styling for some pretty major TV shows and pretty major network shows. And I know that a lot of times some of the stuff that we do isn't edible. Are all your cakes right. edible?
Yeah, I mean, and that's like with this recent Carnival ad, I had to teach myself some things about food production, food styling, just because it's, you know, it's just there for camera. Nobody has to eat it. You know, it's not being served at a restaurant or anything.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I mean, right now everything is just, you know, regular cake, regular buttercream. And, you know, that might be just because that's what I'm used to. I'm sure there's, like, a more, you know, cost-efficient way about doing that stuff. But yeah, I definitely want to get into some of that kind of like food styling stuff. Just, you know, it'd be just better aesthetically and learn some things about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not that hard to do either. I think you could do it into a pretty good job of it. The Doritos bag, man. What made you come up with that?
Honestly, there was a bag of Doritos on the kitchen counter one day, and I just said, I feel like I can do that out of the cake. And I was looking at it and the details on it and just kind of threw it together. And that was also like my very first one. I did the avocado toast before that, but that was kind of like a, you know, like a boredom thing. Let me get this realistic series started. And then with a Doritos bag, that's when I took, you know, my absolute, like, you know, time with it and just really made sure it was like spot on. So yeah, I mean, that Doritos still makes me laugh every time I see it.
I mean, it looks amazing. It looks absolutely stunning. And just back to the one you did for Carnival, man, which it looks like that pot de creme there, or I guess what they probably do it a lava cake is what they would call it. But, when you cut into it and you still have that like lava cake stuff come out, that's when my daughters were like, wow, that's so cool. And I told them it was a cartoon. It wasn't real. I was like, yeah, it's not real.
A cartoon.
It's not real. It's a cartoon. Jeffy, tell everybody where they can find more information about Luke.
Absolutely. If you want to find more information on Luke, if you don't already follow him on Instagram, it's Luke Vincentini, at Luke Vincentini on Instagram. Slide in his DMs, tell him you love him, tell him how great he is. Maybe he'll get back to you. Maybe he'll make you a beautiful cake for some bread. Holla.
There you go. So, Luke, is it just cakes, man, or do you do other baking as well? Are you a baker by trade, or it just kind of happened to be a hobby?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's really a hobby, and, you know, I don't mind baking, but right now I think it's definitely more of, like, the artistic side of it. But, you know, I'm Italian, so I love food in general, so, you know, goes hand in hand.
Right, right. Do you have a day job now too, or are we done with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just doing this all the time. Just these
so dope.
Cakes, whether it's like realistic cakes or just doing like these like referral side orders. You know, they're good enough to keep me busy. So
yeah,
that's good.
It's funny,
another step up to that studio.
Yeah, I went to culinary school, and I had some baking and pastry, but I went for culinary arts, of course, which is definitely different. But I think you not going to school, you know, especially from a baking standpoint, kind of keeps the rules of baking and the rules of decorating out of your brain, so there is no rules. You can do the fun things that you're doing.
Right, and I still have to tell myself that, too, because, like, you know, with these cakes, like, some of them – I have to keep in mind that I'm doing it for the cutting video. So I might have to figure out a way, you know, with the structure to redesign that so it does just go straight through the cake. Like the White Claw, that because it was so tall and skinny, like the support should have been like maybe like a dowel in the middle with like a board in between the cake so it wasn't pushing down. But, you know, I wasn't going to get that really cool ass effect of like that just perfect slice down the middle. So I do have to kind of forget about the rules sometimes and work around that.
But it works for you. It works for you.
Definitely, yeah. It's it's
fun, how Chili works. It looks incredible. It's crazy.
Thank you. Thank
it
you.
Does look dope. Dude,
since you've you're here in this whole like you've blown up on Instagram, have you had like any like celebrities or like rock stars reach out and are like, you know,
have any what,
like,
Jeff?
Whatever cake, celebrities or rock star type folk or anybody like that reach out and like want like. I know. I'm sorry. It came together a little funny.
All right. Sorry, Luke. It's like it's blood in the water whenever any one of us says a word the wrong way. So it's just
we're relentless.
It's really not good. Celebrities.
Blood of my enemies.
Yeah. I'm in the perfect spot then.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Yeah, but like Jeffy says, have you had any celebrities reach out and want cakes for parties or cakes for a birthday or something like that?
Not really. I mean, I've had a couple, people send me just like, DMs about pricing. And you know, it was never like, for this event on this day, it was just, they just want to see, you know, pricing.
Right.
One of the people was like Odell Beckham Jr. Some of his buddies wanted just to know some stuff.
That's awesome.
And, Will Smith's people, actually, with Westbrook, they wanted to know some pricing. Yeah, so it's pretty
dope, dude. Yeah.
I mean, listen, the faster you get yourself a studio set up, I mean, you really could take advantage of this.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I can swing this, like, mid-2020, I mean, that would be absolutely insane.
Yeah,
like, that would be...
That's awesome.
You know, next thing you do, too, is you start having Carnival pay you an appearance fee to come on the boat and do a cake on a cruise and then cut it in front of the crowd. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. Free cruise out of it, too. Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to be his agent,
absolutely.
Jeffy. I'm going to show him how to do this.
No, absolutely. You want to come on board? We'll take you places, kid. Come on.
And now, you're in Jersey, right?
In Jersey, yep. Born and raised.
That's awesome, man. I mean, so you're actually pretty close. I'm in Connecticut and New York, and we're all very close by, which is very cool.
Okay, nice.
So you check out stuff. Like, I got to do a demo last year at Mohegan Sun Food & Wine with Cake Boss and hang out with him a little bit, man. Very, very nice guy. You said you watched some of these shows. Who else are kind of inspirations for you?
Definitely Mike McCary. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he has Mike's Amazing Cakes in, I believe, Redmond, Washington. And I remember seeing his stuff when I was, you know, when I first got into this too, just on Facebook and Instagram, and just like being absolutely in awe of his stuff. Super clean, like super detailed, insane work. I believe on Instagram he's at either Mike McCary or Mike's Amazing Cakes. Mike, Karen Portaleo is also super badass. Ron Ben Israel, you know, you guys might be familiar with him.
Yeah. You know, it is pretty amazing. You were saying just how social media, like how yours just blew up and, you know, a matter of months. It's just cool that we live in a world now where social media can be a very viable option for things as a person who works in the food industry. I mean, listen, you know, I get attention for doing food pictures on that, and people ask for dishes, especially for someone like me as a private chef who's going out and handling parties and whatnot. I can't tell you how many times people have said, oh, dude, I want that dish that was on your Instagram. And then I obviously make the joke like, oh, great, which one? There's only 7,000 of them there. But...
Yeah,
I mean, that's what happens. I'm guessing that's kind of a great way for you too. When you do get the shop open, it's almost like an easy form of like almost like an easy menu. Here you go. Are those cakes? Can you recreate them the same, or is it never going to be the same?
Yeah, I mean, I can get pretty close to the next one. It was funny, actually, because I used to work at Carlos Bakery. I left there last December, actually, around this time. And, you know, before all this took off, I had some pictures of me working at Carlos Bakery, whether it was like a, you know, like a beauty shot of me making a cake, or like when Martha Stewart and Yolanda Gamp came by. So people saw that I was there.
So
and,
you did work as a baker.
Apparently. As a baker. What's that?
You did work as a baker.
I was a cake decorator there.
Okay. And how many years did you spend doing that?
2.5 years.
All right. So I'm just trying to figure out, like you don't just wake up one morning and be able to do what you're doing. So I'm just trying to figure out where the skeleton for the talent comes from. You know, you could be the best guitar player in the world, but you had to pick it up one day someplace. Somebody had to give you some basics, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, it was just like, you know, watching Cake Boss and Ace of Cakes and how... seeing how they do this and, you know, learning the rule of cake and just those basic things. And then, you know, once you play around with it enough, it's kind of like, all right, I can do this. And then, you know, that as well. And just put it two and two together. And when I left there, it was like, you know, I obviously was still friendly with the people there. And they were telling me that people were calling Carlos and asking for me. And then my one friend who works there, Becky, she's sending me pictures of these reference pictures that she's getting for cakes.
Oh, shit.
And they're from my Instagram. The lemon she sent me. And there was, I forget what the other one was. But I was cracking up. So I was like, yeah, I got like my Vincentini cake menu, like, you know, already in the works.
That's
just
crazy.
From Instagram.
Dude, I mean, the bakery should have been like, what's it going to take to have you come back? Because they could have hopped on this bandwagon and been making bank.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it might be good to just have that stuff in my own name, too.
Of course.
So, works out.
Well, they're like an old school bakery, too, right? I mean, Carlos has been around forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, what was it, like 1910, I think.
Wow.
Actually.
It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, insane.
Still making the best cannolis and all that kind of stuff, too, right? But no, it's like a classic Italian bakery, right?
Yeah, yeah, cannolis, lobster tails. The lobster tails are crazy there. Always trying to sneak one when I can.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, good.
Oh, man.
What a fun
I
story.
Love that stuff.
Jeffy, people, obviously, you know, like I said, an entire small country already follows him on Instagram, but tell people where they can find a little more info.
Absolutely. If you could probably ask your mom about him. She's probably seen his cakes.
100% she's seen it. If she has, exactly. Your kids definitely have, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask your kids, because they're probably, we're late to the party, but Luke Vincentini on Instagram, at Luke Vincentini, VincenTini.
Nice.
Luke, how are the holidays, man? Do you have to bake anything there? Did you make any holiday cakes?
I do have one coming out. I'm trying to get up this week. Doing a Amazon Prime box.
Oh,
so,
nice.
That'll be pretty sweet, too.
Timely. I like that.
I'm trying to make that one like another Doritos bag where, you know, it's real detailed, take my time, go nice and slow with it.
Man, and what are you making the lettering out of? Is it fondant?
Yeah, yep. Just I roll fondant super thin, trace it on there, trace the lettering on there, and then, you know, trace it again to get the impression, and then just cut it out with an X-Acto.
Wow. Damn. That's insane. I mean, the...
How long does that take you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the 2D-ing letters can be pretty crazy. I would say probably, like, depending on what it is, like, maybe, like, a half hour. Like, with the Campbell's soup, probably doing, like, you know, Campbell's and then tomato and then soup to cut out. Probably took me, like, close to an hour.
Wow.
And
so
that
how,
might
like, how about a cake?
Because I'm just...
Well, how long does it take you to do one of these cakes?
Perfect.
Like you do the Doritos bag. Like, how long did it take you start to finish? Like a week? Like, to do all the little, like, things? I mean, what was it like? Like,
yeah,
do you just go hard for 2 days? Or, like, how does it...
that's what I kind of do now. I'll just do something, you know, separate it up into 2 days. But like with the Doritos, that one, that was my first one really, and that really was like a week long where I just took it out, worked it on it for like an hour or two, put it away. And that probably took me like in total 14 hours. Well, you know, like I said, that was like me just really taking my time with it, doing mm-hmm. the Doritos logo and not being happy with it, so throwing it away and then doing it again. Or, you know, mm-hmm. Dusting the shading on the bag, not being happy with it, and then just ripping all the fondant off and covering it again and doing, you know. So, I mean, depending on, like, you know, obviously the detail and stuff. But, like, if you look at, like, the latte or the log, probably mm-hmm. took me, like, an hour and a half. Just because, I mean, the latte was small enough. And the log, I mean, the log, I really just scratched the shit out of it to get the texture. And then, you know, mm-hmm. shade it, airbrush it, and, you know, that's pretty much it.
It's intense.
So dope.
So, yeah, it can, it definitely just depends on, like, the detail and the size and, you know, how anal I am that day. And if, you know, if I'm not happy enough with it or anything like that.
Talk about the steak, man, the T-bone steak. I mean, I looked at it, and my first reaction was, why?
So that one was in team or in partnership with Mattia Barani Cutlery. They reached out to me, him and his buddy Mark Beggs, who has Beggs Knives right out of California. They reached out to me pretty early on and just said that they want to get me like a custom knife set, just for the cutting videos and stuff.
Right.
So they send me like a nice knife to do like a little starter, you know, before I got my custom set. And that's actually the knife that I use in my videos now. So I was like, well, you know, what can I do that would be cool with like a knife or like anything, you know, culinary related. And I figured, you know, why not a T-bone steak, you know, make it like, I feel like when people see that being cut into and it's cake, it's like, oh, that's, you know, that's nasty. That's the reaction that I got from it, too. Like, after I posted that, I lost, like, 850 followers.
Did you really?
Swear to God, yeah.
They were all vegans.
Funny as hell. I was like, this is, it's just cake. I don't get it.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Hey,
right?
If you guys unfollowed Luke because of the steak cake, I just want you to know you suck at life.
Bad people.
I got your back, Luke. Don't worry.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
He won't say it, but I'll say it. And you know what? Don't come back, because if you unfollowed him, he actually blocked you. You're not coming back.
That's right. You're done.
Dude.
Get out of here.
I try and go through my DMs like whenever I can, really. And, I guess they get deleted or something after a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not even caught up because I'll still be going through them and I'll see people, like, following up the messages. And the second, the first message was from, like, September. And I'm like, I obviously didn't see that. And the second message though, is like, thanks for not responding, unfollow. Like, already blocked.
I've got some of those. I love this one. They're like, oh, what, you're too good to answer me? I'm like, bro, your messages, I don't follow you, so then I have to click twice to even see that, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
these people can be pretty nuts.
It's insane, man. Well, Luke, your cakes are money, bro. You're crushing it out there, dude. I'm really excited about it. I love seeing what you're doing. I love seeing this cake game to another level, man. You're definitely making that happen. It's pretty cool here on the East Coast for us to see that and have you so close by.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Jeff, give everybody his handles one more time and his website before we get him on down the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you want to see more beautiful Luke and his cakes, at Luke Vincentini on Instagram. Peep him, slide in his DMs, send him beautiful pictures of yourself. Maybe he'll make your face into a cake. You never know.
Do it.
Make it crazy, make his life happy, put smiles on faces, and he'll continue to do the same.
Luke, man, we appreciate you. You're awesome. Thanks for taking the time to join us here on our holiday episode of Plum Love Foods Live. You're the man, brother. I look forward to talking to you on down the road and seeing what happens to you. We'll keep an eye on you for sure.
Thank you guys so much. This has been awesome.
You're the man, brother.
No, man. Thank you.
Of course. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Jeff, I can't wait till Luke opens up that bakery, man. I think he's going to make a killing out there, especially in the celebrity world. I don't know. Maybe we could help him get some cake work out in the Hamptons this summer.
Dude, that would be amazing. I'm sure we could. I mean, I can think of a few of my clients that would love some of his work.
No doubt about it.
Incredible.
All right, listen, we're not done with the show yet. We're going to get our ducks in a row, and we'll be right back here with the holiday edition of Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Hi, I'm Chef Jeff Perazzi, co-host of the exciting and popular podcast Plum Love Foods Live. But I'm not here today to talk to you about our amazing podcast that airs live every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, I'm here today to talk about a problem affecting 1 in 200 males in America. At first, what I'm going to share with you will seem like a small problem, but I assure you that if you're packing less than 3 and have to sit when you pee, you know it can be the root to many of life's problems. That's right, I'm talking about micros. This condition has always been embarrassing for all parties involved. But brothers, keep your heads raised high, because awareness is the key to acceptance, which leads me to announce a new movement. MAMPT. Micros are men too. I will be the first to pledge 10 American dollars to bring awareness to the fact that microgenitalia exists and should not have to hide. Not anymore. I urge you all to make a tiny donation as well. Every little bit matters. Every little bit helps as we inch closer and closer, millimeter by millimeter, to our modest goal. So I say, stand tall with your Napoleon. And remember, Little Richard made a deep and meaningful impact with his listeners. MAMPT. Micros are men too. So stand up, stand proud, and know I stand with you.
This is Yair Lenshner, celebrity kosher advisor, and I approve this message.
Meanwhile, back on the show.
Oh, yeah, holiday edition of Plum Love Foods Live coming at you. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Jeff, Merry Christmas. Merry day after Christmas to you. I hope your holiday was fantastic. Jeffy.
It was fantastic.
Oh, I love when you sing holiday carols to people, Jeffy.
Yeah.
I mean, did you get some good presents, Jeff, for Christmas?
I did. I got some really cool stuff.
You know,
I got some thoughtful gifts for my kids.
Did you cry? Because you're a big mush when it comes to that.
I am a big mush. I didn't cry. They were more like funny things, but it was thoughtful. It was cute, and it was good to spend time with family and see some people I haven't seen in a while. We had dinner at some neighbor's house who had moved away and came back out for the holiday, so it was really nice.
Nice. Nice. Let me ask you this. Did you send anybody an autographed 8x10?
I did not.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm just asking if that was a gift you would have sent out, Jeffy. That's all I know. Well.
Now that you say that, I'm going to start giving those out. I think that's a great idea. I didn't think people would want them, but if you think people would be into that, I mean.
If you wear your mask,
I tend to myself.
If you wear your mask, they would like it. What? Wow! Who saw this coming? Holy cow! Ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays, Dave. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, yo.
What nice points there, making the old school Stone Cold entrance when things were getting a little heated between me and Jeffy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, break the ice. Jeffy, why don't you just fess up?
Fess up to what?
See, that's a gimmick he plays. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, I'm being so mysterious. Like, what question are you talking about?
I'm Googling this question mark guy. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Fuck you and your Google. Google is not real, for one. It's a made-up thing.
Dave's on fire tonight.
Dave, what are you on, Dave?
Huh?
What do you want, Dave?
I mean, where's your mask?
All right. Listen,
I don't know. You got we went through muscles. This already. Usually don't talk to me that way.
Dave, we went through this already. We're going to do some more research. Just FYI, I am looking for a...
You're not getting good cop, bad cop. You're getting bad cop, Jeff.
Guys,
we're just, right now, I'm just calling. All right,
you Ray Mysterio don't, Jr.
Do you want
Ray
to see
Mysterio Jr., come? I think, is the question mark.
All right. Listen,
no, where's the question mark?
Not even the same stature. Mm-hmm.
It's not. Listen, Dave, I am looking for a partner in my quest to find out who this person is and if they're in relationship to Jeff. Hopefully, you know, maybe you could be that for me. What do you think?
Definitely. And when I uncover it, I'm going to jump off the top rope.
Well, then we're not having a match with anybody yet.
Oh, so what? I'm going to do it anyway. We got to build one.
We'll get a ring. Listen, Dave, I know it's the day after Christmas, but a lot of times people like myself, I mean... Literally, we have events we go to, you know, pretty much up till, you know, a couple days after Christmas. So maybe you need a gift for somebody, for that chef in your life or something. Dave, I figure we do one more installment of Dave's Holiday Gifts. Are you ready? You got some ideas for us?
Yeah.
All right. Well, because you have gift ideas, that means I play this. It's that time of year again, and Chef Dave is here to help you get that perfect gift for the cook in your life. It's Santa Dave's Holiday Gift Guy. Take it away, Dave.
Music's still going. All right. So it's pretty much what you would imagine a knife and fork set to be from, like, Game of Thrones. It's called the Viking Dinner Set.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, for a breakdown, like, if I was trying to make this, I would take railroad spikes and turn them into forks and spoons and knives.
Wait, you would use railroad spikes? You wouldn't use railroad spikes?
Railroad. Railroad.
Railroad.
Railroad.
Railroad.
I said railroad. Railroad. Fuck you guys. Anyway.
Oh, wait, you're using...
Railroad. I said railroad.
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 Railroad. Railroad. Yeah, okay. But you can get them at grimfrost.com. It comes with a fork, a knife, and a spoon for $45.90 a pair or a set.
Well, that's not too bad. It's a nice gift, and it's pretty intense looking.
Yeah, you get a plate, a horn cup, a hand forged cutlery. It's fucking, it's pretty nice.
All right, well, I would love to have a horn cup.
You get one.
You get one wooden plate
for almost $50.
You get, man, you're getting the whole thing. So you're getting, why are you always hating on my gift ideas? A couple weeks ago, you're like, fuck your flannels, you hipster. And then now you're like, fuck your plates and your forks because it's $50. You get a horn cup, bro.
Do you want a horn cup? Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Trying to wrap my head around it. So you get one set of silverware, one horned cup, one wooden plate. $50.
Yep. All made out of railroad spike.
That's actually not terrible, dude.
See?
I'm just wrapping my head around it.
All right. Sorry.
I like this.
How railroad spikes you're going to use.
No.
I don't
Jeffy,
really know
Jeffy,
if that's what they're
Jeffy.
Made out of, but that's how it would
No,
do it.
Jeffy, it's a railroad spike.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they're thinner than regular railroad
it's
spikes.
It's a railroad.
A railroad spike is a thinner one.
It's a railroad spike.
Like a
spike.
Reject railroad spike.
All right, Dave. Sounds like a great gift. We'll check that one out. What else you got for us today? Whatever you have gifts, I'm supposed to play the sounder.
Oh.
It's that time of year again, and Chef Dave is here to help you get that perfect gift for the cook in your life. It's Santa Dave's Holiday Gift Guy. Take it away, Dave.
All right. Well, I visited our friends back at manscaped.com.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
What? Yeah, because earlier in one of the earlier episodes this season, I mentioned the ball deodorant.
Okay, yeah. I remember that kind of.
Okay. I mean, it was just a couple weeks
ago.
Did
you use some?
What's up?
Have you used any?
Not yet. I'm waiting on it to get here. But they have another product I'm probably going to order, and it's called the Lawnmower 2.0.
Oh.
And it's a waterproof electric trimmer.
Nice.
And, yes. And it features a strong, wow, holy shit, 6,000 RPM motor with a quiet stroke technology that can handle coarse and curly hair without tugs and pulls. It has a rust-resistant, hygienic, replaceable ceramic blade module featuring safe scan technology to prevent nicks and snags. I'm pretty much hoping that, like, I can, you know, knock everything down pretty quick.
Okay.
Without injury.
Well, and this sound. How much does one of these cost, Dave? This sounds fantastic.
Shaving? It's $49.99.
Damn, Dave, coming in strong with the two gifts under $50, Jeffy.
Yeah, and you can subscribe for a $15 replacement blade refills every 3 months.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
I think we should reach out to Manscaped for their to be a sponsor on the show.
Yeah, because I mean, it did save me some money.
I'm not very hairy. I don't need to be scaped. Honestly, I look fantastic.
That's great. You're fucking good for you. But
he
guess
does
what?
Look good.
That's cool. Jeff's not a hairy guy. Guess what? I'm pretty hairy.
Look good.
I got back hair.
They look like,
I got stomach hair.
All that virility.
I got
you
like,
all that virility.
Chest hair. I got hair on the top of my
chest
feet.
Hair.
All right.
What else you got here?
No, Jeff,
on
stop.
My face.
Dave, I think. All right. I think you should reach out. No more hair conversations with Dave. I think
not
should,
on my balls.
No, whoa. Dave. I think
what?
You should reach out to Manscaped and tell them, listen, as chefs, we
That's
certainly
true.
Could
so
use
you have
their
hair
products.
Everywhere else on your body? Hold on a second. Let's not brush over this. You have hair everywhere on your body but your balls?
Aerodynamics, bro.
What? Does it help you run faster?
What's aerodynamic? You can't run faster with no hair on your balls but hair everywhere else. You got to shave your ass off head to toe.
I'm not running.
Wax the eyebrows back.
I'm not
even
running.
If you're trying to get that long stroke going, Dad. You
Dave,
gotta, you
if
know.
We get Manscaped to be a sponsor here on the program, can we shave you from head to toe live with a Manscaped product on Instagram?
No, but we can shave my balls on Instagram if that's where we're going. So
No. We want to go from the back of your neck down to the bottom of your crack.
But
we
I like
trim the taint, and we want to take away the hair where it shouldn't be.
So you're going to shave me from the neck down?
Yes.
So you're going to leave my face and head alone?
Yes.
Yep,
you can wear a Speedo or something.
Yeah.
And paste
these
for my animals.
We definitely want there to be some coverage, maybe even just a sock that you can tuck your nuts into and junk, and then we'll just shave everywhere else.
Wow.
But then when it grows back... It's gonna be
itch, but it's cool. We can document that. It'll make a good story.
Can we move on from the shaver now?
Yeah, you can get it manscaped.com, $49.99.
Sounds amazing. I know what I'm getting the big guy. Daddy, I know what you're getting for Christmas. Dave, let's do this.
Oh man.
It's that time of year again, and Chef Dave is here to help you get that perfect gift for the cook in your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's Santa Dave's Holiday Gift Guy. Take it away, Dave.
You know, that announcer sounds strangely like me, Jeffy.
Did he say Santa Dave?
Yeah.
No shit. All right.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like me, though, which is kind of weird.
I know, right?
But with a jumpier voice.
Yeah. Dave, give us another great holiday gift for that belated holiday party you're going to the day after Christmas for the chef, cook, in your life.
It's the Polyscience.
Take it away, Dave.
He said that. Okay. It's the Polyscience 25-ounce, how do you say this? Salome?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jeffy.
Wine decanter, 120 volts. And it pretty much aerates and decants your wine within like 3 minutes.
What's it called again?
Sorry. 1 minute. I don't know how to say it, fucker.
What, sommelier?
It's like some people. It's like some people can't say spaghetti or cinnamon or anything. I don't know how to say.
No, anybody has
the wine expert.
Those words. Spaghetti.
Hold on a second. Who doesn't know how to say spaghetti or cinnamon?
That's what
fucking
I'm saying.
People.
That's like
bro.
Not four.
People in
no,
Detroit?
3-year-old kids can't get it.
They might say sketty.
Is that a Midwestern thing?
What the fuck ever? A som. I don't know. What? How do we say it? Because I'm going to say it three times.
Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Nope. Try again.
Say it again.
Sommelier.
Sommelier.
That's pretty good.
Sommelier. Sommelier.
Wait, hold on a second. Jeff, are you okay?
Fucking wine person.
He's trying to say it. It's hurting my head.
All right, let's just make sure you got it. Okay, ready? Ready? Go ahead, Dave. Say it. Say it three times and you'll have it. Here we go.
Fuck. Say it again?
Yeah, just know that word about the wine guy.
Silas fucking... Sally May. Tally May.
Yep.
Siamese. It's a Siamese. There you go, Dave. Nice.
But anyway, sommelier. Go for it.
Sommelier.
Mm-hmm. That's one. Okay.
Sommelier. Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Salmonella. Go ahead.
I'm saying hot beignet.
Salmon cakes. All right, let's do it. Last time.
Fuck that word.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, close. Sir.
Sommelier.
He was so close.
He was so close. He was so close.
Is it sommelier? Sommelier. Sommelier. Fucking...
Shut up, dummy.
The people who get paid to drink wine. All right. On to the next one.
So talking about this item, what is this item? A sommelier, the polyscience sommelier. It's 120 volt. What's it do?
Yeah, it aerates wine in 1 minute, and it's like the equivalent of decanting for like a fucking hour.
Wow. It's a pretty cool gift. How much does that cost?
It's $500.
Oh, sure. Jeff, have you ever seen the Core of N? You ever use that, buddy?
The Core of N?
Yeah, it's that thing that it's like so you don't have to uncork the wine, right? So you can use the Core of N. It injects a small needle into the cork, and you can pour a glass of wine out of it, and then it pulls the needle out. You know, the cork just kind of reseals itself immediately, so no air ever gets in the bottle, but you still pour out of it. You ever seen that?
I haven't seen that, but that sounds kind of cool.
They're pretty fucking dope. They're like, I think you can find them on sale for like $150 or something like that. They're pretty badass. I've wanted one for years.
Is the Sommelier from Breville?
Dave?
What?
It's a polyscience item, Dave said.
It is a polyscience item. And I found it on WebsterRestaurant.com.
Oh, okay.
It's WebsterRestaurant with a W.
Web Restaurant Store.
Webster.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool, man. I dig it. It's an expensive gift, so you must really like the chef if you're buying him that bullshit, right?
Pretty much.
You got one more for us, Dave, or is that it?
No, I got one more.
All right, listen. Dave's got one more for you. This is the final Santa Dave's Holiday Gift Guide for 2019. Dave, coming into this new year strong, brand new gifts. Dave, let's do it. Here we go. I'm excited.
That time of year again, and Chef Dave is here to help you get that perfect gift for the cook in your life. It's Santa Dave's Holiday Gift Guide. Take it away, Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave, this is going to knock our socks off. It's the last one you're doing of the year. I'm excited. Give it to us, brother.
I don't actually know if it's new, but it's new to me. I think it's actually been out for a minute, but it's the Sega Genesis mini console.
Oh, nice. It's new to you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they, like, rebooted it. I didn't know they rebooted it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks exactly like the fucking old school.
Nice.
Well, it looks like the second generation Sega.
License and everything, right?
Yeah.
What's some of the games you can find on that? That sounds great.
You got Sonic. You got the Fantasia game.
Oh, nice.
Streets of Rage.
You know what it sounds like a little bit, Dave?
What's that?
Sounds a lot like the licensed one I gave you for Christmas last year.
I still play that one. I have, like, the one with all the... Street Fighters on it. Oh, right. Shit. This one has all the Sonics and Toe Jam and Earl.
So this is a different version of it. I was about to jump all over you because you said you'd never seen it yet.
No, like, this is the Sega version. No. You got me the Capcom version, which I greatly appreciate and love.
Is it in your apartment now, or is it back in your other apartment you used to live in Connecticut?
No, it's in Montauk.
like it so much.
Dude, I move so much. It's hard to keep track of shit. I still have it. It's just in Montauk, not in the city with me right now.
Jeffy, what console did you have when you were a kid? Were you a Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Genesis? What console did you have?
Well, I started out with Intellivision. I don't know if you remember that one.
I do.
It was like in between Coleco and Atari.
And I love his restaurants,
Nintendo,
by the
Super
way.
Nintendo.
He has great
restaurants. You remember TurboGrafx?
Do I remember the TurboGrafx 16? I remember as a kid, I entered in the contest to name. Do you remember Bonk? They tried to make that dude Bonk, the caveman kid. They tried to make him like the mascot for the TurboGrafx.
And yeah, it was a contest. Like Bonk, Air Bonk, Space Bonk, Bonk's Revenge.
Yeah, there was a contest where you could name him. And I entered in, I drew his awesome picture, and I called him Bolt.
Nah.
And I did, that's a true story.
That's a stupid name.
Oh, it's hurtful. By the way, Jeffy, I want you to know that none of us had a Coleco. That's a fucking chef, asshole. You had a ColecoVision.
Pretty close, though. I was close.
No.
I was very close.
That's a chef who has restaurants. Like, they're good, decent restaurants.
I'm actually pretty sure it's the Italian version of the one you just said.
All right. Well, Dave, where can we find this Sega Genesis Mini?
Target.
Impossible to get to right now. Just FYI.
Target.com.
Well, that sounds awesome. Check out the Sega Genesis from Target.com. How much does it cost, Dave?
It's $49.99.
Look at you coming in again with a gift under $50. How many games are on this machine when you were to go to buy it?
Fuck, man. I am not sure.
You can't. You didn't get that information?
I didn't. Hold on. Let's see.
Are you going to Google it while you're on the phone with me?
I'm not going to Google it. I still have it right here. Normally those things are $80. It doesn't say. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one is $59.99, so it's $60.
That's okay.
Yeah, and then includes 40 legendary games.
Wow. I'd love that. I'd have so much fun with that. I love old-school Genesis games. I was a Genesis kid growing up.
Here we go. Here we go. Echo the Dolphin. Castlevania
Bloodlines.
I'm not going
to read them all. The Castlevania, by the way, the Castlevania game is one of the best. Dave.
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Toe Jam and Earl.
Dave.
Comic Zone. Sonic the Hedgehog. Altered Beast.
Dave.
Gunstar Heroes. Earthworm Jim.
Oh, my God.
Castle Illusions. Shinobi. Contra. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, terrific.
World of Illusions.
Oh, fuck.
Thunder Force 3. Super Fantasy Zone. Streets of Rage 2.
Shut up, dummy.
Landstalkers. Beyond Oasis.
Oh, my God.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
All right, listen.
Alex Kidd.
Jesus Golden Christ. Egg. All right, Dave's now gone. I hung up on him.
I know, I'm texting him terrible stuff.
Listen, Jeffy. Are you with me?
Well, I'm right here, buddy. What's up?
What a great year here on Plum Love Foods Live. We got a couple more shows before the end of the year. I'm excited about them. We got some great guests. We got some big plans for the program. We got some big plans for the brand with all your good brothers in it here, man. And we're excited about it. And we're going to push this into the next level going into 2020. But, Jeffy, I appreciate you very, very much. Thank you for all the work you do and being on the program and being a part of all the fun projects we do. I appreciate you very, very much. Probably more than you'll ever actually know.
Well, I hope that's not the case because I appreciate you. I feel appreciated by you. And, let's just get it, buddy. 2020.
That's the plan.
We will take no prisoners from our enemies.
Absolutely. Dave?
Kind of rhyme.
Are you back?
Willy Wars.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Spinball. Dave, I was trying to say something nice about you.
Hang up on him again. Hang up on him again.
Vector Man.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Dave?
What's up?
I appreciate you very much, buddy. You know we love you very much. We're all very, very proud of you. And what you've done in the past 18 months, it's pretty remarkable. You know that you got your good brothers here to help you along the way, but can't wait to see what happens with you in the new year. I know we've got a lot of plans here for the program, and you're definitely a part of that. We appreciate you, and seriously, buddy, I'm glad we've become good friends, and I can't wait to see what happens next year, man. This year was great.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I'm excited. Really excited to see what we all do next year.
It's gonna be dope, man. It's gonna be dope. We got a couple more left before the end of the year, but Christmas time, I always tend to get a little emotional. I don't know. That's just what I do. Dave, I can't help it. You know me. You watched me last year. You came over here Christmas Eve. I get emotional. I can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. I seen it with my good eye.
It's because when you come from nothing and you build something, you never forget that you came from nothing. Does that make sense?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Simple things. It absolutely makes sense. Like, be able to make a great meal for the family, have your buddies over, be able to buy them Christmas presents, be able to do a radio show like this with some of your closest good brothers and people that you trust with your life. I feel blessed. I feel lucky.
Absolutely.
And holiday times make me realize that. I also feel incredibly lucky that people listen to this dog shit that we do on this fucking show. It's not dog shit. It's actually pretty funny.
Speak for yourself, I was going to say.
It's actually pretty funny.
I bless these airwaves.
It's funny. It is. Last week's show was great. I listened to it twice. It was freaking funny.
Yeah. I mean, I would not listen to it if I was not on it. But
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not true, Dave. You listened to this program before you were on it.
This is true.
All right. You are correct. Hey.
This is true.
Final
I
words.
I know this to be true, Dave.
Jeffy, I want you to reach into your inner preacher. Your inner pastor, Jeffy, and give us some kind, thoughtful, and wonderful words here as we celebrate Christmas holiday here on Plum Loaf Foods Live before I get us out of here. Please.
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to thank God for giving my family a reason for the season. And I'd like to thank him for inspiring us all to just love each other a little bit more, be a little patient, forgive that person who's been shitty, and try to move forward. And let's try to have a great new year, and try to have this be the healing year that we've all been looking for. Try to let all the bad shit go, and try to find that thing that you've been missing. That thing that's going to fill you up, that thing that's going to help you and your family get where you've always wanted to be in 2020. Plum Loaf Foods Live.
I don't know if anybody can top it better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Jeffy, I love you, buddy. Dave, I love you, buddy.
Love you back. Love you, bro.
It's going to be awesome. 2020. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Take care of each other.
Too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Loaf Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.